Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Constance Huff. This week on AK, birding. May and June are some of the best months to go birding in Alaska, and the city of Anchorage is no exception. There are hundreds of different birds to spot, and no limit to the characters you'll find watching them. APRN's Dave Waldron is not a birder, but on a recent spring morning, he found his way into the flock.
And we're very excited that you all got up with us bright and early this morning to come out.
It's a beautiful but brisk Anchorage morning at the Campbell Creek Science Center, where a group of 30 or so people have gathered for some birding. The center offers free birding tours throughout the month of May. The crew quickly divides us into groups and introduces us to our tour guides. Yes, that's a human making that noise. Aaron Bowman is our guide today and is a member of the Anchorage Audubon Society, a local birding group.
Sounds more like a red squirrel.
What's that one?
Bullheaded shrike in Japan.
Aaron is an avid birder. Along with being able to do some neat bird songs, he keeps a fairly detailed list of the birds he spots.
I am somewhat of a lister. Every year I do kind of have little goals. Like this year I want to see a Lapland longspur in Anchorage.
Aaron hasn't found a Lapland longspur yet, but he feels pretty good about his progress.
For Alaska, I've done pretty well so far. I got the bristle-thighed curlew. That was one bird that I got actually just last week that I saw.
I'm curious about what birds we might spot on our tour today. It's not long before we're headed down a long gravelly path looking for our first birds of the morning, but we hear them long before we see them.
There's the varied thrush again. Varied thrush usually has two pitches. We'll have a lower pitch, then higher pitch. Kind of sounds like a whistle, or sometimes like a telephone ringing.
Shortly after, we spot one of the varied thrushes perched atop a birch tree. Aaron sets up his large spotting scope with impressive speed, and in no time, he has the bird in focus and ready for the group to view.
Does anyone else want to? It's kind of settled down a little bit if anyone wants to look through here.
Okay, varied thrush, check. Only 492 Alaska birds to go. As the tour continues, I get to know some of my fellow birders. I have to be honest, I expected them to be a lot like the creatures they spent their time watching. Elusive, timid. I was wrong.
I really like birds that eat meat.
That's Mr. Whitekeys, somewhat of a celebrity in Anchorage for his long-running musical, The Whale Fat Follies. I quickly discover he's quite the birder, offering me a free history lesson.
Well, it was sometime back in the 70s that the whole idea of birding changed from bird watching to birding. And birding is more competitive. Birding is running around trying to find every species you can, going out and, keeping every list that you can. I mean, I've known guys who have lists of birds they've seen on TV that they can identify something flying behind the president when he's making a speech on the White House lawn.
And he has a specialized list of his own.
I personally believe that I hold the record for the number of species seen while riding in a Stanley steamer.
After our tour, I'm introduced to Serena Brownlee, the guide for the other group this morning. When I tell her my typical birder stereotype has been shattered, she says that's pretty normal.
Well, a lot of people think birders are older and, kind of not as personable. But I think a lot of young people are getting into birding.
Brownlee also thinks birding is growing in popularity in general. She's seeing more people not just bird watching, but attending bird festivals and special events. Brownlee has a simple explanation for the trend.
Birds are accessible to everyone, especially if you start to learn some of the songs. You can have an idea what's going on in your own backyard or wherever you go on a walk without having to take a lot of equipment. And, birding is the number one pastime in the United States, according to some polls.
Sounds believable to me. After all, just last year, a major motion picture with an all-star cast was made on the subject. The movie, titled The Big Year, stars Jack Black, Owen Wilson, and Steve Martin.
How you doing, Stu? Still filling those weekends, I see. Unless you and your son here are doing a big year.
Kenny Bostick, this is my
friend, Brad Harris, who's also not doing a big year.
Big-footed goose! Big-footed goose, other end of the boardwalk!
I can't be certain if the movie has attracted more people to the pastime, but back at the Campbell Creek Science Center, I'm beginning to warm up to this whole birding thing. Perhaps it won't be long before I'm marking the bristle-thighed curlew off my own list. And even if I don't, Mr. Whitekeys says it will still be worth it.
What else are you going to be doing at 6:30 in the morning?
For AK, I'm Dave Waldron.